This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found home prices and overall sales rose again in 2024. According to the report, the number of home sales rose by about 5% over 2023, and the average price jumped nearly 9% to $310,000. The report also noted that while home prices are rising in the state, they've not risen as quickly as in other regions. Experts cited high demand and low supply for the seller's market, and higher mortgages and stagnant income contributing to affordability challenges. A Wisconsinite is getting a lot of attention in a national race. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In the race to lead the Democratic National Committee, Wisconsin's Ben Wickler is one of the favorites. He's facing Ken Martin of Minnesota and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has been touting his record as a successful fundraiser here in the Badger State. And now seven governors have endorsed him, plus Governor Tony Evers here in Wisconsin. Four of those governors are voting members themselves, including Laura Kelly of Kansas, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, and Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico. They've also each urged members in their states to vote for Wickler, which could give him a big boost. The election to be chair of the Democratic National Committee is on Saturday. Wickler has been chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party for 5 years.
With the increase in flu, colds, and other respiratory diseases this time of year, Belen Health is asking people who are sick to stay home. Officials say avoiding clinics and healthcare facilities when you're sick helps to stop the spread of seasonal respiratory illnesses. If a person is sick and must visit a Belen hospital or clinic, then masks are, quote, strongly encouraged. Open for over 100 years, but currently housing less than 100 students, Columbus Elementary School in Appleton will close in June. The Appleton Area School District voted Monday night to relocate the students from Columbus to Edison Elementary School. Superintendent Greg Hartges says Edison Elementary will also receive some of the students from Franklin and Dunlap Elementaries. Columbus Elementary will become an alternative education center. Administrators and school board members from around the state were in Milwaukee to learn about the latest in education. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The State Education Convention wrapped up Friday with a keynote speech by Governor Tony Evers, who echoed many of the statements he made during his State of the State address earlier in the week. That included a call for additional mental health funding for children and a demand for the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee to release $50 million in already approved funding for Act 20, the state's mandated overhaul of public school reading programs. The convention itself featured a number of breakout sessions tied to topics like school finance and referendums, as nearly 100 districts are on the ballot this spring across the state asking local taxpayers for more money to pay for teachers, operations, and facilities. Other popular topics at this year's convention included school safety initiatives, strategies for hiring and retention, communication and marketing, and artificial intelligence. In addition to breakouts, the state's top educators were also recognized during the convention. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Department of Public Instruction is seeking over $3 billion in this year's biennial budget. Appleton comes in at number 4. Waukesha is number 5, all on the list of the best Midwest cities to move to this year. Consumer Affairs compiled the list by looking at 100 of the most populated Midwest cities and evaluating their safety, affordability, economy, education, and quality of life. Rounding out the top 5 are Arlington Heights, Illinois, Naperville, Illinois, and at number 1, Carmel, Indiana. And the worst city in the Midwest to move to? Detroit, Michigan. UW Oshkosh is selling the Campus Center for Equity and Diversity. Well, they're selling the building that used to house that department. The vacant building is on West Irving Avenue and is not part of the university's plans for future development. The building was constructed in 1968 as a Catholic student center, and it was sold to UW Oshkosh Foundation in 2004. In 2006, UWO purchased the building from the foundation. No price is listed for the building, but the university will take proposals through March 10th. Green Bay area high school students with disabilities have an opportunity to explore future career paths with hands-on experience at Bellin Health Centers with a program called Project Search. Dawn McCall works with Project Search participants at Bellin Health.
Does so many things good for the individual who's in the program. It helps their self-esteem, their awareness. They come out of their shell. They start in September, and by May, they're like almost transformed. It's really a wonderful program.
Information on Project Search, which has programs throughout the state, can be found at the Department of Workforce Development website. The Wisconsin DNR is holding another meeting on fisheries management in Northeast Wisconsin. This one will be tonight from 6 till 8 at the Shawano Middle School LGI room and virtually via Microsoft Teams. This meeting will focus on the habitat work at the Brainerd's Bridge Project in Wapaka. The DNR staff will give a presentation on techniques for fisheries habitat management and locations that have been improved in Northeast Wisconsin. Find more information on the DNR website at the Meetings and Hearings calendar. The month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what that means for our Wisconsin waters.
It's a time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin Saltwise says 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually, and by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
For the first time in 24 years, and possibly for the last time, 83-year-old Bob Dylan will perform in Green Bay. The folk music legend and celebrated songwriter brings his Rough and Rowdy Ways worldwide tour to UW-Green Bay's Widener Center April 6th. Tickets go on sale through TicketStar Friday morning. A one-hour presale for Widener members is Thursday at 9 a.m. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125 to 110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant 2-foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and they were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but it, you know, I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Reruns are not just for 1980s TV shows. Most of the money that flowed in from the box office this weekend is from films that have been out for anywhere from 2 to several weeks. The exception did open number one this past weekend. Lionsgate's Flight Risk opened with a $12 million take. The movie looked somewhat ridiculous in the trailer, but Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch frontman Mark Wahlberg now happens to be a bankable movie star. No word on if him appearing bald in the film affected the box office. The movie only drew about 20% positive reviews, but audiences seem to view it a little more favorably. Looks like something we've seen before, but maybe that's why it opened number one. Coming in second place was Disney's Mufasa the Lion King, which is in its 6th week of release. In third place was One of Them Days with Kiki Palmer and SZA, which has been a nice surprise hit for Sony Pictures, pulling in good reviews and good audience marks. Rounding out the top five were a couple of swell sequels, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Moana 2. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host Ryan Seacrest set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. A few flurries can't be ruled out. For tonight, few flurries possible, otherwise breezy with lows in the upper 20s. The breeze sticks around on Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.